The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, has issued a notice to the company giving it 1 month to show why the commission should not end what's called an alternative licensing process. That process is designed to provide applicants with flexibility in developing a license application, and it's important to maintain that flexibility, according to the company's project manager, Chris Spence.
What we see and recognize is what you as a community already know, and that is the economic compression and very limited funding makes it hard to do the public work, and it's harder to do when it's rushed on one hand, and it's harder to do when it's mandated by certain time periods.
FERC is concerned that the company's approach does not conform to the regulatory requirements or spirit of the alternative process. Federal and state and private parties have complained to FERC about Cascade Creek's use of the alternative process, citing documents not on file at the local library, comments from government agencies not included in meeting summaries that mischaracterize stakeholder comments, and communications protocol changed without the consent of stakeholders in the process. The federal and state agencies are parties in the licensing process and review the company's resource studies. Some also issue permits for doing that study work and also will be responsible for granting or denying permits to actually construct the power plant. Representatives for the agencies met with Spence and Cascade Creek's consultants this month in Petersburg to discuss their comments about communication, along with a long list of questions over the details of the proposed power plant. The meeting covered water flow at Cascade Creek, capacity of the generators, and many potential environmental impacts on scenery, wildlife, and fisheries resources. Here's one exchange with Spence responding to Monty Miller with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
You've got 3 miles of tunnel. You've got a vertical shaft that's 40 by 40 by, in some places, 125 feet deep going straight down vertical. It's a lot of cubic yards of material. The shaft is a lot of cubic yards of material, but nowhere in the plans do I see any kind of a plan to deal with essentially the tailings of this project. What are you doing with the material you're taking out? Where is it going? How is that going to affect the rest of the environment?
Yeah, if it's unclear, where it's proposed right now is right adjacent to the powerhouse site, all coming out the base of the tunnel.
Adjacent to the powerhouse site. It's kind of what I saw on the plan, which then would become a visible detractant from the bay. That's a lot of material.
If you look at, we provide cross-sections.
Fish and Game submitted extensive comments on the project this spring and wrote that the company has shown minimal due diligence on the previous two preliminary permits. Little was accomplished toward environmental studies during the first 5.5 years, ADF&G wrote. The applicant chose to create their own studies late in the process and generally to ignore the baseline information needs identified by ADF&G and others. The National Marine Fisheries Service concluded its comments, saying estimates of 70 megawatts from the project far exceed the project's potential generating capacity. NIMS estimates the project could produce up to 1 megawatt during winter low flows to a peak of 19 megawatts in the summertime. The NIMS comments also calls the company's project description, hydrology report, and aquatic resources report deficient. The U.S. Forest Service comments that the project would have significant, irreversible, and irretrievable effects to the environment and is recommending a more in-depth environmental impact statement rather than a less involved environmental assessment document that the company wants to do. In a letter to Cascade Creek, Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole called it unusual that the company submitted an application and a draft environmental review document before critical field studies are completed. Cascade Creek Spence says the company rushed to file work with a draft license application before its second preliminary permit expired at the end of January.
The consequence of doing that is kind of a hurry up and incomplete and not wholly reviewed or processed as any regulatory agency would anticipate. You know, if it were a public project, if there were adequate time, if it were done in a more slow and cautious manner. But the nature of private industry is competition.
Spence says the possibility of competition also had the company filing what's called a notice of intent to file a license application, which triggers a specific timeline for filing the actual license application with FERC. Spence told representatives for FERC and the other agencies that Cascade Creek would be withdrawing that filing and wanted the commission to consider its preliminary permit application instead. Beyond the issues of filings and studies, some raise the bigger question of the need for the project and the impact of connecting a new power plant to the Southeast electrical grid. Eric Wolf is an engineer for the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, which owns the hydropower plants at Tyee Lake south of Wrangell and Swan Lake near Ketchikan, as well as the transmission line connecting those two plants. The Cascade Creek project would eventually be connected to that agency's power lines in Petersburg. Wolf told Spence the company's application ignores a regional planning effort for energy projects.
It just says, we've got this energy, we don't know how we're going to get it, and we're going to dump it into the Petersburg substation. That's in essence what your application said. That's why everyone's upset. It isn't just the communication, it's the content in the communications to date. And there's nothing I've heard today about how that's going to change. You've just said, okay, we'll do better.
Following the meeting, Wolf said SEPA is concerned with the cost of upgrades needed to move power from Thomas Bay to potential customers in Ketchikan.
We would need to upgrade the line from Petersburg to Tyee, and from Tyee to Swan, and from Swan to Ketchikan. All the way through, upgrades would be necessary. Transformers, switches, bus work, voltage support gear, frequency support gear. It's quite extensive. This doubles the capacity of our complete regional hydro base.
SEPA wants Cascade Creek to bear the costs of those upgrades and also points out potential long periods of diesel power generation for Petersburg and Wrangell if the transmission lines need upgrade work. Wolf says Cascade Creek has yet to contact SEPA about connecting to the grid or moving power over its transmission lines. In its filing since 2004, the company has said it wants to sell to local utilities, cruise ships docked in Ketchikan, or sell to the North American grid through a proposed transmission line into Canada. Cascade Creek's Spence responded to Wolf's questioning during the meeting.
We don't know who our final market's going to be. What we're doing is estimating demand, when we think it would come online, how long it would take to use the full capacity based on what we know. And what are probable or possible scenarios?
Another permitting agency, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, would be deciding on a permit for filling on wetlands in the project. The Corps' Serena Sweet also raised the big picture issue during the agency meeting.
You know, our main concern is in what we're going to base our permit decision on, what the purpose and need for the project is. And this is coming back to your comments, is, you know, if this is all very speculative and there aren't any existing agreements from the communities that want to use this power, you know, it's going to be very hard for us to say that there is a purpose for this project. And, you know, we have to also look at the no-action alternative. And in some cases, if the project's too speculative, then that falls out as the least environmentally damaging preferred alternative. So I guess I'd just like to say that, you know, you need to think really long and hard about what this, the purpose and need for this is, and, you know, what other alternatives can meet that purpose and need.
The company's Spence says Cascade Creek will be continuing with writing its license application for the next year and a half and continuing with field studies this year or next. He does not expect a change in the company's development schedule that would put operation of the power plant starting up in 2018. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.